For what seemed like a small eternity, Thrawn gazed out the viewport, staring at the spot where Skywalker's X-Wing had been when it had vanished. Surreptitiously, Pellion watched him, wondering tautly when the inevitable explosion would come. With half an ear, he listened to the damage control reports coming from the number 4 tractor beam projector, carefully not getting himself involved with the cleanup. The destruction of one of the Chimera's 10 projectors was a relatively minor loss. Skywalker's escape was not. Thrawn stirred and turned around. Pellion tensed.
"Come with me, Captain,"
the Grand Admiral said quietly, striding away down the bridge command walkway.
"Yes, sir,"
Pellion murmured, falling into step behind him, the stories of how Darth Vader had dealt with subordinates' failures running through his mind. The bridge was uncommonly quiet as Thrawn led the way to the aft stairway and descended into the starboard crew pit. He walked past the crewers at their consoles, past the officers standing painfully erect behind them, and came to a halt at the control station for the starboard tractor beams.
"Your name?"
he said, his voice excruciatingly calm.
"Chris Pieterson, sir,"
the young man seated at the console answered, his eyes wary.
"You were in charge of the tractor beam during our engagement with the starfighter."
It was a statement, not a question.
"Yes, sir, but what happened wasn't my fault."
Thrawn's eyebrows arched just a bit.
"Explain."
Pieterson started to gesture to the side, changed his mind in mid-motion.
"The target did something with his acceleration compensator that killed his velocity vector, and..."
"I'm aware of the facts,"
Thrawn cut in.
"I'm waiting to hear why his escape wasn't your fault."
I was never properly trained for such an occurrence, sir,"
Pieterson said, a flicker of defiance touching his eyes.
"The computer lost the lock, but seemed to pick it up again right away. There was no way for me to know it had really picked up something else until..."
"Until the proton torpedoes detonated against the projector?"
Pieterson held his gaze evenly.
"Yes, sir."
For a long moment, Thrawn studied him.
"Who is your officer?"
he asked at last. Pieterson's eyes shifted to the right.
"Ensign Coclosure, sir."
Slowly, deliberately, Thrawn turned to the tall man, standing rigidly at attention with his back to the walkway.
"You are in charge of this man?"
Coclosure swallowed visibly.
"Yes, sir,"
he said.
"Was his training also your responsibility?"
"Yes, sir,"
Coclosure said again.
"Did you, during that training, run through any scenarios similar to what just happened?"
"I don't remember, sir,"
the ensign admitted.
"The standard training package does include scenarios concerning loss of lock and subsequent re-establishment confirmation."
Thrawn threw a brief glance back down at Pieterson.
"Did you recruit him as well, ensign?"
"No, sir. He was a conscript."
"Does that make him less worthy of your training time than a normal enlistee?"
"No, sir."
Colclosure's eyes flickered to Pieterson.
"I've always tried to treat my subordinates equally."
"I see."
Thrawn considered for a moment, then half turned to look past Pellion's shoulder.
"Rook?"
Pellion started as Rook brushed silently past him. He hadn't realized the Nogri had followed them down. Thrawn waited until Rook was standing at his side, then turned back to Coclosure.
"Do you know the difference between an error and a mistake, ensign?"